Okay, so for the NAD, you already know where we are on the cycle of that, and that is correct. So for MOTC, we ran out, and we've basically been out for 3 weeks. So that might as well been the off cycle, and we had one this morning. So counting this morning, we should be on for 4 weeks starting today. For SS31, we ran out for a couple days, but I don't want to start over. So if you look on the either Mom's Stack updated or Mom's Hybrid Brain Stack, then you'll see that there were 2 days where it says off, February 9th and February 10th. That's because I was out. I got some today. But you look here and it goes until February 15th. So we are on that cycle till February 15th is the last one. And then we go to off cycle February 16th. And then what's the next one? Selank. We are off and ran out, and I don't think we're going to do that again. As a matter of fact, I think it's been removed. Sebrioliacin, that is not continuous. That is 4 weeks on, 2 weeks off, and we just started that. Let me see. We started that on the 10th. So, and that should be reflected in the schedule to where we are off. We are on cycle until March 10th, and then March 11th, we are off on sebrioliacin. The retatrutide, I didn't see a cycle on that, but I think that just continues. Let me look here. Retatrutide weekly on. Yeah, it doesn't. I don't see a thing. And if you know of any difference, then let me know. The BPC 157, I think, is a continuous, so we'll just stay on that. And same thing with the copper, the GHKQ, so I think we're just on for that. Can you check on DSIP and see if there's any recommended cycling on that as well?